الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The Deen of Islam has also mentioned a very important thing, which is Huququl Ibad, the rights and responsibilities that we have for our fellow human beings. And this is part of the beauty of Islam, that we're supposed to have adab towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're also supposed to have adab and etiquettes towards fellow believers and mu'mineen, as well as adab towards the whole of humanity itself. So on one side, we're talking about love for Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time, we have different character attributes, different relationships that we might have with other people. And one of the major challenges that a human being, that's precisely how to interrelate with other human beings. So for students, when a person comes to university and you mingle with so many different students, or when you live in the dorm and you live with so many other different students, or you're living and working at office and then you have colleagues with you, or maybe in some other situations or other circumstances where you have to interrelate with other people. Maybe the two people in the same institution, same organization, maybe even a religious institution, and they're working closely with each other. So when a person has to interrelate with other human beings in that setting, so the more and more you contact, the more and more you have contact with other people, then more and more there are flashpoints. There are more and more opportunities for conflict, for controversy. More and more you're exposing yourself to being hurt. And more you're granting the ability to yourself that other can hurt, that other people can hurt you. And then you can hurt other people. And that's why it's very important that when we are placed in such a setting, in which we have interaction with other people, some might be our friends, some might be our classmates, some might be our colleagues, some would be acquaintance, some would be instructors, some would be students. So in this realm where interaction is critical, it is very important to for all of us that how we interact with these people. And one of the major illnesses of the heart is to have what is called boghuz and hasad. Boghuz means to have spite, malice or hatred towards somebody else. Or simply speaking, to have ill will, to have negative feelings towards another human being in your heart. And the second word, hasad, means to be envious or jealous towards another person in your heart. And unfortunately, we think, or we might like to think, that we are free of these attributes. But the reality is that the majority of us, we are suffering and we are failing at one or multiple levels. We have fallen prey to these two sinful attributes. So we need to understand that how the Deen of Islam teaches us to cure these attributes inside of us. So first thing is that when you have anger towards somebody, so there are certain signs of that anger. How do you know that I have hatred? And the sign of this really, if a person wants to know if he has and if he has anger or bogus towards someone, our heart will feel it. When you see someone, when you see that individual in front of you, you feel some disturbance in your heart. That's a sign. You feel unease in your heart, perhaps a feeling of apprehension, perhaps even a feeling of anger. But there is some effect. The heart is affected by simply seeing that person, or by engaging with that person, or by being in the presence of that person. All of this means that there is some level of anger, hatred, rancor in our heart. And now, if you think about it that way, it means that probably many of us, we are leading such a life. Now, what is it, if you look, that what is it about this person that has made us angry towards this person? So normally, the way we excuse ourselves with this is that we say that this is justifiable anger, that this person has wronged me, has done something wrong to me, I'm justified at being angry. This is one of the major traps of shaitan and the nafs, that he puts us on this path of anger. And the way we should think about this is that, look, it's possible that some person X has done something to hurt you. And we acknowledge that X has done something that did hurt you. We'll go one step further and say that X said something deliberately to hurt you. And therefore, your feelings are understandable. We can rationalize, we can justify this. However, we want to look at this. That we say that the cure for this is that we should look inside ourselves. There are so many things that you and me we have done that justifiably should anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many things that you and me have done that in complete fairness and in all justice, this could be our actions or emotions, our sayings, due to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be extremely angry with us. So if we wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive and forgo his justifiable anger with us, then it means it demands and necessitates that we also forgo and overlook our justifiable anger towards other people. And Allah mentions this in the Quran, Al-Ghayz, Al-Qazimin Al-Ghayz, that the people who literally swallow their anger, they suppress their anger, even though they do feel their anger. So the Deen of Islam is not saying that you become emotionally numb, that you will not be hurt or you won't feel that anger. No, you will feel that anger and resentment. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to do? Allah is describing the praiseworthy attributes of the believers, that they swallow their anger, they don't act upon it. And a lot of us, we have this problem that we react. Muslims are not reactive people. We cannot be provoked that someone says something and we shoot back. That's against the shan of a believer. If we do something for some other educative reason, instructional reason, that's different. But purely reactive behavior, that's not the sign of a Muslim. We swallow our anger. And this is for our own benefit. Many times when we act in anger, we act in a haste. We make a decision that we will regret later on. Somebody will say something, we allow ourselves to be provoked and we shoot back. And then later we regret that, why did I say that? I wish I could have taken those words back. So it's actually for our own benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us this principle that when you become angry, suppress your anger, swallow your anger. And then the first way to control our anger is simply to control and say that if I'm angry with this person for XYZ reason, just try to imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels with me for that XY reason. In that sense, then the person will even totally forget about the other person. It's a mental exercise. They'll be so preoccupied with that, that Allah, I've done this XY thing before Allah, and Allah might be justifiably angry with me. They're so preoccupied with that thought that they will become totally oblivious to their feeling of anger towards the other person. And then secondly, is to think that if that person is worthy and deserving of my anger, then how infinitely more am I worthy of your anger, Ya Allah? And Allah, you have not reacted, you have not manifested your anger, you have not seized me in your power. And Ya Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Jalal, Allah's Azmat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever little power you have given me, I will not use that power on the other person. So it's very important to think that we identify who the people are towards whom we have such feelings. And in these last days that we have before Ramadan ends, we sit down and we make this mental exercise and remove that negative feeling from our heart. And the second thing, sin that is closely related, is hasad. Hasad means specifically to envy another person, to be jealous of another person. And again, we can judge whether we have hasad inside of ourselves or not. There are certain signs. Number one, that when a person gets something, which means that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows a person with something, we get upset. We get angry. In Urdu, we say that hamara dil mein jalan hoti hai. We feel a fury inside of our heart. We get inflamed. We feel upset that why did this person get this? Why did this person get this grade? Or they get this promotion? Or they got this status? Or why did this person get this rank? Why did this person get this get extra time? Why was this person's name taken? Whenever, if somebody gets something and we feel upset in our heart, disturbed about that, that's a sign of hasad and envy. And secondly, if somebody is praised in front of us and then we get upset, it bothers us. That's also hasad. That why did so and so get praised and not me? Why did he praise Y and not me? Why did X did well in that course and not me? All of that is hasad. And in fact, the most criminal form of hasad, may Allah Ta'ala save us from this, is hasad in the deen. One is hasad in the dunya, that I'm upset that this person got money, or they got a house, or a promotion at their job, etc. I'm upset that this person got into this falang university, got a scholarship. That's one type. The most devastating and criminal form of hasad is in the deen. Why is it that this person is able to follow the deen? Why is it that this person has so many students who listen to his lectures? Why is it that this person is regular in their fajr? Why is it that this person is regular in their zikr? When we see people around us like that, rather than being happy with them, rather than thinking that at least there are some people, if I'm not able to successfully bring myself to Allah Ta'ala, but there are some people who are struggling, striving, and they're more successful than me. And in fact, I should be happy. I should be hopeful that, Ya Allah, you have guided that person. You can also guide me. When I see how much karam and rahmat and shafqat, how much generosity and kindness you're bestowing upon this person, then I also get hope. I also get hope that perhaps your gaze might also come on me, my way. When I see this person advancing, I realize that your gaze is being cast, that your hidayah is being sent, that you're sending your mercy, you're guiding people. So whenever I see that people are becoming guided, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I also become more hopeful. Perhaps there is also hope for me too as well, that I can also be guided. So the most dangerous type of hasad is this hasad in the deen. This was the hasad which shaitan had. He did not have some ordinary type of hasad with Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He had this hasad specifically in the belovedness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mahbubiyat of Allah. Shaitan saw that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was the mahbub of Allah. Shaitan was a jinn. This was hasad fi deen. Hasad in a religious, spiritual manner. And that might be the ultimate type of hasad. So that means that when we assess ourselves and we also have envy, that why is this person the beloved of Allah, or why is this person advancing on the journey to Allah, means that this is some shaitani type of hasad. So this type of hasad we should acknowledge, we should analyze, and we should try to extinguish from ourselves completely. Acha, there is another thing which is called rashk in Urdu, which is permissible in our deen. That you see someone, they get some ni'mat, whether the dunya or deen, and then you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, just like you gave this ni'mat to that person, Allah grant me this ni'mat also. This is permissible. But if a person has this other feeling that, Allah, I want this ni'mat only for myself, plus I want that you snatch this ni'mat away from that individual, this is hasad. That a person becomes upset that why did they get this ni'mat, and we want that ni'mat to be removed from that person, to be taken away from that person, this is the feeling of envy or hasad. On the other hand, if a person simply has this desire that, Ya Allah, just like you gave it to them, Allah, give it to me, then this is fine. This is permissible. This is called rashk. So Salman is reciting Quran in a very melodious voice. And you make dua to Allah, Allah, just like you gave them taluk with the Quran, Allah, grant me also that same tawfiq to do recitation of Quran with that same voice, with that same melody. This is permissible. Or someone gets ilm in their deen, and a person looks at them and do rashk that, mashallah, they have so much ilm in their deen, and I also want to improve my ilm of deen, study more. So this desire that a person has, that I also want to get that same ni'mat, this is permissible. This is in fact praiseworthy. There are two rashk which are praiseworthy in our deen. One is that person who has Quran and who recites Quran during the day and during the night. You can do rashk of that person. And the second is a wealthy person who has so much wealth and he spends all that wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day and during the night. So as long as our niyat is that we want that blessing, but we don't want that other person to be deprived of that blessing, then this is permissible in our deen. Hasad means that we wish that the ni'mat will be taken away. That person should be deprived. And this needs to be removed. How can we remove this hasad from our heart? The first cure of hasad is similar. It's a mental exercise. That a person realizes that what we have is, you know, this is sin. all of these things, hasad is a sin. It's an internal sin. And many times, me and you, we don't feel the enormity of our internal sins. And so in order for us to do that, to feel that enormity, we need to flush them out. We have to remove the gift wrapping. We need to understand the hakikat. Shaitan has done this gift wrapping. We use euphemisms for this, that no, that person hurt me, or I'm upset, or I'm disturbed, or I'm in a bad mood. These are all sorts of euphemisms for our sins. First step is to be honest and try to expose and our sin, to become face to face with the naked ugliness of that sin. And so what we should do is, how should we look at this? How should we unpack, remove the gift wrapping? We should think that I'm not just envious that a person got X. What I'm actually saying is that I'm upset with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who does taqseem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who gave this dunya. And when we envy other people, we're envying their beauty or their wealth or their intelligence or their talent or some blessing. So the giver of this blessing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who is giving out the deen. So if you're upset that a person is advancing more in their deen than us, actually that means that we should look at this. It means that we are upset at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how dare you allow this person to advance in the deen? Al-Aman, Al-Hafiz, Allahu Akbar, Ma'azallah. Who are we to have even a drop of such attitude? That from being a banda, a servant and a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we wish to become the mushir of Allah and start giving mashwaras to Allah? That Allah, you should do this and you should do that. Allah manul hafiz. Who are we to even have such a drop of such an attitude? That we can challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wishes? So we should never have this feeling towards anyone. Because we should realize that when I'm complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the taqseem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That why did he or she get this? Why did Allah ta'ala give this? Rather, we should be content with the taqseem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if Allah, you can give them, you can also give me. So when we realize this, then we will realize the enormity of hasad. Then we will have hatred towards our own hasad. We will hate our own self. That look at me. How? No, that is the problem. That we don't look down upon us. We don't frown upon our hasad. And that is because we don't view our hasad negatively. We're able to keep that hasad in our heart. We are happily living two-faced dualistic lives. We are not trying to remove the hasad from our hearts. So look at this, that this is simply not hasad towards that person. This is malcontent. This is discontent. We are feeling outraged at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving that person something. And that is something that no one could possibly believe in, right? That how could I feel outraged towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no person who can do aitaraz on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or do muqabla with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one thing. When a person thinks about the hakikat, then it becomes easy for a person to let go of that feeling. And the second thing that you should imagine, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gazing at my heart at that moment. So the second we gaze upon someone else, whether we cast a gaze of anger towards them or we cast a gaze of envy towards them, we should think that I am looking at this person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at my heart at this moment. And that should be enough to make that person scared. That itself is enough to make a person humbled. That how can I let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gaze upon this fire of hasad in my heart? What should I be hoping is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can endow me with the coolness in my heart, with the softness, the calmness of His remembrance and His love in my heart. On the surface, I'm making dua that Allah increase me in my love for you, increase me in my remembrance of you, increase me in my these things of calmness and coolness and itminan. And in reality, at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is catching me as a munafiq, that I'm being hypocritical. I'm being untrue to my du'as. I myself am eliminating that calmness. I myself am bringing that storm of hasad and anger in my heart. So we should imagine that this hasad in my heart, it's naked before Allah. It's present before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing my true intentions. Allah ta'ala is not fooled by my justifications or the rationalizations that we are offering. Allah is seeing my nafs, seeing my heart. So this is the second cure, that we imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gazing at our heart at that moment. And another third cure for hasad, and this is even for anger, or even when you have negativity towards someone, is that you make dua for that person. To make dua profusely for that person. To make so much dua for that person that perhaps you haven't even made that dua for yourself. And if you can do this for 2 days or 3 days, all such negative feelings will go from your heart. To make dua for that person's deen, for their akhirah, you make dua to Allah that Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. You make dua, Allah make them amongst the rank of the awliya, the ulama. Allah grant them your qurb, your ma'rifah, your muhabba, your zikr, tawakkul. All the things that we might be lazy in making dua for our own selves, you make dua for that person. Force yourself. When we put something truly, you know, in the beginning, we must have to start with our tongue. The reality might not be there in our heart. But when you put something on your tongue, we are hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the reality in our heart. So in the same way, these du'as that we're putting on the, these are just words on our tongue, which are words of compassion and words which are completely opposite to those feelings of anger and envy and negativity that we have in our heart. So we are hoping that by these words that we are uttering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us the reality in our heart. And this is very effective remedy of envy, of anger and for negativity. Start making dua for that person. Start making continuous dua for that person. So when we make this dua, this will reform our batin. Because this is the sin of the nafs. And the way to treat the disease of the nafs is to go against the feeling of the nafs, against the desire of the nafs. So whatever the nafs tells you, you do the exact opposite. So for example, the nafs says that you want to backbite them. You start praising that individual. Wherever you go in a gathering, you praise that person. Your nafs wants that the ni'mat or blessing should be taken away from that individual. You start giving hadiya to them, give a present, exchange gifts with them, give many gifts, small gifts. Tahadu, tahabu. When you exchange gifts, this will increase in mutual love. If you have hatred in your heart for them, try to reach out with the hand of friendship. Sit with them. Say salam to them first. If you want to be arrogant with them, have ajizi and humility when you greet them or when you meet them. Let them sit first and then you sit. Say salam first to them. And if you wish to badmouth them in front of others, rather than that, you make dua for them. 3 days if a person does this, Hasad will totally be removed. They will be cured from this disease of hasad. This dua that you're making for that person will become a dawa for you. Will become a dawa, a medicine for you. And subhanallah, another incentive for making dua for that person, the Prophet said in a hadith that whenever a person makes dua for their fellow Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel. And the angel says Ameen to that dua. So the angel says Ameen. And then the hadith continues that the angel says Ameen walaka Ameen. So the angel is actually saying three things. The angel says Ameen to our dua. And we make dua for this person. So this person gets the du'as, our du'as, and the Ameen of the angels. And then number two, the angel makes du'a for us, walaka, du'a for you. In other words, it means that you're getting the exact same thing, but this time the angel is making du'a for you, which are sinless creatures. And then after making that du'a for us, the angel says Ameen again. They say Ameen to their own dua for us. So think about it as follows, that when you make dua for somebody else, you still come out ahead. Because the dua that you made for that person, the alfaz, the zaban, they get your dua and the Ameen of the angel. But you get the dua of the angel and the Ameen of the angel. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And the last cure is that a person should sit in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day we should have some time where we sit and do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend some time remembering Allah ta'ala inside your heart. This is known as the silent zikr of the heart. That a person, they disconnect from their world and this imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is coming into my heart and Allah's mercy is washing my heart of all of these sins. And my heart in gratitude is calling upon the name of Allah as if my heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. And I'm silently listening to this remembrance of my heart. You don't have to say anything with your tongue. It's just an intention. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Actions are judged by intentions, that a person just sits for 20, 15, 20 minutes every day, the more the better. If a person gets for a half an hour, 1 hour, the more the better. So you sit as beginners for 20 minutes every day with this intention that I've disconnected myself. Empty yourself of all thoughts, disconnect yourself from all dunya, and then imagine that Allah's mercy and the rahmah, His faiz, His karam, all words in the Quran, this mercy is coming into my heart, washing my heart of its filth, and my heart in shukr, in gratitude, is calling upon Allah's name as if my heart is saying Allah, and I'm listening to this zikr of my heart. If a person can do this regularly, then this will also be a cure for their negative feelings, whether it's malice or anger or envy or jealousy for someone else. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to have the correct feelings for fellow human beings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to honor the hukukul ibad that we have. May Allah ta'ala purify us of our anger, of our malice, of our spite, of our hatred towards others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify ourselves to rid ourselves of all such traces of envy and jealousy. Be that envy be for the sake of this world or it's an envy or hasad for the sake of dunya.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure us from all of these ailments. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make dua. Subhana rabbil al wahhab, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Ya rabbi kareem, aapke aajiz miskeen se bande hain, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko darguzar farma, hamare aibon ki pardaposhi farma. Ya rabbi kareem, ہمارے اندر جو روحانی بیماریاں ہیں ان کو دور فرما. اللہ ہم ظاہر میں آپ کے بندے لیکن حقیقت میں بہت ساری گندگیاں ہیں. اللہ ہماری گندگیوں کو دور فرما, ہمارے دل کی بیماریوں کو دور فرما, روحانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمارے دلوں میں سے حسد کو دور فرما, ہمارے دلوں میں سے بغض کو دور فرما, ہمارے دلوں میں سے کینے کو دور فرما. رب کریم, ہمارے دلوں میں سے تکبر کو دور فرما, کبر کو دور فرما, عجب کو دور فرما. اللہ ہمارے دلوں میں سے شہوت کو دور فرما. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, جتنی بھی روحانی بیماریاں ہیں اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما, ہمارے دلوں کو پاک بنا, ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمارے اندر سے نفاق کو دور فرما, اللہ منافقت کو ختم فرما. یا رب کریم, منافقت کو ختم فرما. یا رب کریم, رحمت کی نظر فرما. اللہ ہمیں نفاق سے بری فرما, اللہ ہمیں نفاق سے بری فرما, ہماری نفاق سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا رب کریم, رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہمارے دلوں کا تزکیہ فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمیں کبر سے بری فرما. اللہ, آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ کبر کہ ایک ذرہ بھی انسان کے دل میں اگر بڑائی کا ذرہ ہو, تکبر ہو, تو وہ شخص جنت میں داخل نہیں ہو سکتا جب تک یہ صاف نہ ہو جائے. یا رب کریم, اس دنیا کے اندر ہمارے دلوں سے تکبر کو دور فرما دیجئے. اللہ, ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اس حسد کی آگ کو ختم فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم, اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم, ہمیں اپنے عیبوں کو پہچاننے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ, ہمارے اندر جو قصور ہیں, کمیاں ہیں, گناہ ہیں, اللہ, ہمیں ان باطنی گناہوں کو پہچاننے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ, ہمیں دید قصور نصیب فرما, اپنے قصوروں کو پہچاننے کی اللہ ہمیں ہمت نصیب فرما, حکمت نصیب فرما. اللہ, ہماری نظروں کو اور لوگوں سے ہٹا دیجئے, ہماری نظروں کو اور لوگوں کے عیبوں کی طرف سے ہٹا دیجئے. اللہ, اب تک ہماری نظریں اور لوگوں کی طرف لگی ہوئی تھیں. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, ہماری نظروں کو اور لوگوں کے عیبوں کی طرف سے ہٹا دیجئے اور ہمارے اپنے عیبوں پہ لگا دیجئے. ہمیں اپنے عیبوں کا دید نصیب فرما, ہمیں اپنے عیبوں کو پہچاننے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم, اپنے عیبوں کی اصلاح کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, اپنے عیبوں کی اصلاح کرانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمیں زیادہ سے زیادہ ذکر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اللہ, یہ ذکر شفاء القلوب ہے, دلوں کی شفا اس ذکر کے ساتھ ہے. یا رب کریم, ہم نے اب تک ذکر نہیں کیا. یا رب کریم, اب تک غفلت کے اندر زندگی گزاری, اللہ, اسی وجہ سے یہ باطنی بیماریاں ہیں ہمارے دلوں کے اندر. اللہ, ہمارے اس گناہ کو معاف فرما, ہماری اس کمی کو معاف فرما, اس غفلت کو معاف فرما, اور آئندہ ہمیں ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. روزانہ اللہ ہمیں اپنی یاد کے اندر ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، دل میں اپنی یاد کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما یا رب کریم، اور اس ذکر کی برکت سے ہمارے دلوں کو شفا نصیب فرما، ہمارے دلوں کو پاکی نصیب فرما، ہمارے دلوں سے ان گناہوں کو اللہ دور فرما. اللہ حسد اور بغض اور تکبر ان تمام بیماریوں کو چھوڑنے کے لیے اللہ ہمیں ذکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما دیجئے. اللہ ذکر میں پابندی کے ساتھ کرنا ہمارے لیے آسان بنا دیجئے. اللہ ذکر کے اوپر جو مرتب اثرات ہیں اللہ ہمیں وہ بھی نصیب فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمیں قلب سلیم عطا فرما دیجئے، ہمیں ہمت والا بنا دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں کوشش کرنے والا بنا دیجئے. اللہ آپ نے اصول فرمایا ہے کہ وہ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى، کہ جس کو کوشش کرے گا تو ہی ملے گا. یا رب کریم کوشش کے بغیر کچھ نہیں ملتا، اللہ ہمیں دین کے اندر کوشش کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، ہمیں اس لائن پہ اللہ ذکر کی کوشش کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، اپنے من کو صاف کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، من کو پاک کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، دل اور نفس کو صاف اور تزکیہ کرنے والا بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم یا اللہ روزانہ ہمیں یا اللہ اپنے دل کی صفائی کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، ذکر کے ذریعے اپنے دل کو پاک کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم جس جس کے لیے بھی حسد ہے اللہ ہمیں ان کے لیے دعائیں کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، ہماری ان دعاؤں کو یا اللہ ہمارے لیے دوا بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمیں اپنی رضا پہ، ہمیں اپنی قضا پہ رضا نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمیں اپنی تقسیم کے اوپر رضا نصیب فرما. اللہ جہاں آپ نے تقسیم فرمائی ہے اللہ دین کی بھی تقسیم فرمائی ہے، ہمیں اس پہ اپنی راضی ہونے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. جہاں آپ نے دنیا کی تقسیم فرمائی ہے اللہ ہمیں اس پہ راضی ہونے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم ہمیں رضا والی نعمت نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمیں اپنے ہر فیصلے پہ راضی ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرما، ہمیں رضا کا مقام نصیب فرما، ہمیں تسلیم کا مقام عطا فرما. یا رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو اعتراضات ہیں اللہ ان کو دور فرما. ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اللہ جو دو رنگیاں ہیں ان کو دور فرما. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہماری اپنی بیماری ہے، ہم خود بیمار ہیں، اس وجہ سے ہمیں اور لوگوں کے عیب نظر آتے ہیں، اور لوگ اچھے نہیں نظر آتے. یا رب کریم ہمارا اپنا دل بیمار ہے، اللہ اس دل کی بیماری کو دور فرما دیجئے، تاکہ ہمیں اور لوگ اچھے نظر آئیں، تاکہ ہمیں اور لوگوں کی خیر خواہی والا میں بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم یا اللہ بندہ تھا اس دیکھتا تھا کہ ہر چیز اس کو کالی کالی نظر آ رہی تھی، بعد میں پتہ چلا کہ اس نے چشمے پہنے تھے جو کالے تھے. اللہ ہمارا بھی حال ایسا ہی ہے کہ ہمارے دل کے اندر کالک ہے، میل ہے، جس کی وجہ سے ہمیں اور لوگوں کے اندر میل نظر آتا ہے. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمارے دل کے میل کو دور فرما، تاکہ ہمیں اور لوگوں کے لیے خیر خواہی والا بنا دیجئے، اور لوگوں کے لیے ہمیں اچھے سوچ والا بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمارے دلوں کی پاکی نصیب فرما، ہمیں سوچ کی پاکی نصیب فرما. اللہ ہماری سوچ کو پاک فرما، اللہ ہمارے خیالات کو پاک فرما، ہماری فکر کی جو گندگی ہے اس کو ذکر کی پابندی سے دور فرما. اللہ ہمیں ذکر کی پابندی کی توفیق عطا فرما، اس کی برکت سے ہماری فکر اور سوچ کی گندگی کو دور فرما. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کی گندگی کو دور فرما. رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمیں اپنی نظر میں چھوٹا بنا، ہمیں تواضع والا بنا، عاجزی والی نعمت ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اللہ جو مانگا ہے وہ بھی نصیب فرما. اللہ جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے. اللہ جو بھی دل کی نیک مرادیں ہیں اللہ سب اپنی رحمتوں سے ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہمیں اپنی رضا کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمیں اپنی من مرضی کی زندگی سے توبہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. نفس کی شرارتوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، نفس کے وساوس سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، نفس و شیطان کے دھوکوں سے اور وسوسوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا رب کریم ہم نیکی بھی کرتے ہیں تو اس میں بھی نفس شامل ہو جاتی ہے. اللہ میں شہرت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اللہ ریا سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ ہمیں اپنے عملوں میں اخلاص نصیب فرما، اپنے دین میں اخلاص عطا فرما، اپنی عبادات میں اخلاص نصیب فرما. اللہ عبادت کو اس طریقے سے کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اللہ جس سے آپ کی مرضی ہو، جس سے آپ راضی ہوں، جس میں آپ کی چاہت ہو.
अल्लाह उस तरीके इबादत से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा जिससे आप नाराज़ हो जाते हैं, जिसमें हमारी अपनी नफ्स की ख्वाहिश पूरी हो। या रब्बे करीम, हमें इबादत भी अपनी मर्ज़ी के मुताबिक करने की तौफीक अता फरमा, अपनी ख्वाहिश के मुताबिक करने की तौफीक अता फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, हमें दीन का काम भी अपनी मर्ज़ी के मुताबिक करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, अपनी रज़ा और अपनी ख्वाहिश के मुताबिक करने की तौफीक अता फरमा। अल्लाह हमें नफ्स की शरारतों से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, हमें इखलास की नेमत नसीब फरमा, इल्म में इल्म अता फरमा, अमल नसीब फरमा, और इल्म और अमल में इखलास नसीब फरमा। और या रब्बे करीम, इस इखलास के ऊपर हमें अदम इखलास का खौफ अता फरमा, इस इखलास को खो जाने का हमें खौफ नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह अपनी एक खशियत हमारे दिलों में नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह अपनी खशियत हमें अता फरमा, और हमारे और गुनाहों के दरमियान अल्लाह अपनी खशियत को एक आड़ बना दीजिए, अपनी खशियत को अल्लाह एक हायल बना दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, हमें गुनाहों से बचा लीजिए, जाहिरी बातनी हर गुनाह से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, हमारी मानिंद हम एक बच्चे की तरह हैं, बच्चा अपनी माँ के पास आता है और माँ को अपनी ख्वाहिशात बता रहा होता है कि अम्मी मुझे ये भी चाहिए, अम्मी मेरी ये परेशानी है, इस परेशानी को भी दूर कर दें, और मेरी ये ज़रूरत है, मेरी ज़रूरत को भी पूरा कर दें। अल्लाह जिस तरह वो बच्चा अपनी माँ के पास आके अपनी परेशानियाँ बता रहा होता है, अपनी ख्वाहिशात एक एक करके लिखवा रहा होता है, या रब्बे करीम हमारी भी मिसाल उसी बच्चे की मानंद है। अल्लाह हम आपके दरवाजे में, आपके घर पे आए हैं, आपके दरबार में हाजिर हैं, आपके सामने अल्लाह अपनी परेशानियां बता रहे हैं। अल्लाह हमारी नफ्स ने हमें परेशान किया है, अल्लाह हमें नफ्स से परेशानी को दूर फरमा दीजिए। हमारे इन ख्यालात ने, फिक्र की गंदगी ने हमें परेशान किया है, हमारी इन फिक्र की गंदगी को दूर फरमा दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह हमारी इन मुनाफिक तो नफाक ने हमें परेशान किया हुआ है, अल्लाह इस नफाक से बरी फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह हमें किबर ने और तकबर और हसद ने और गुस्से ने और कीने ने हमें परेशान किया हुआ है, या रब्बे करीम अपनी रहमत से हमें इन चीज़ों से छुटकारा अता फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह हम आपको अपनी ख्वाहिशात बता रहे हैं, या रब्बे करीम हमें एक तज़किया वाला दिल अता फरमा दीजिए, एक कल्ब सलीम हमें भी अता फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह अपनी रहमत से हमारी इन दुआओं को अल्लाह कबूल फरमा लीजिए, अपनी रहमत से या अल्लाह ऐसे मामले फरमा दीजिए कि या अल्लाह हम आपकी रज़ा के मुताबिक ज़िंदगी रह सकें, रज़ा के मुताबिक ज़िंदगी गुजार सकें। या रब्बे करीम, हमें हर काम में अपनी रज़ा शामिल हाल फरमा, हर काम में अल्लाह में इखलास वाला पहलू नसीब फरमा, हमारी रिया से और नफ्स से और शैतान से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह अल्लाह जैसा आप हमें देखना चाहते हैं हमें वैसा बना दीजिए, अल्लाह वैसा हम बनना चाहते हैं, अल्लाह हम अपने आप को आपके सामने हवाले करते हैं, पेश करते हैं। या रब करीम, या अल्लाह हमारी इन तमन्नाओं को अपनी रहमत से पूरा फरमा दीजिए, हमारी इन परेशानियों को अपनी रहमत से दूर फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह हमें नेक बना दीजिए, अल्लाह हमें सच्चा और सुथरा बना दीजिए, हमें पाकीज़ा बना दीजिए, हमारा मन भी संवार दीजिए, तन भी संवार दीजिए। या रब करीम सुथरा बना दीजिए, या रब करीम अपनी रहमत से अल्लाह जितने भी ऐब हमारे अंदर हैं अल्लाह हमें उनकी पहचान अता फरमा दीजिए, हमें दीदे कसूर की नेमत अता फरमा दीजिए, हमारी नज़रें औरों की तरफ से हटा के अपने ऊपर लगा दीजिए, और हमें अपनी इस्लाह की फिक्र नसीब फरमा दीजिए, उन लोगों के साथ राबता करने की तौफीक अता फरमा, अपने मशाइख के साथ राबता की तौफीक अता फरमा कि जिनके ज़रिए और जिनकी सोहबत से अल्लाह हमारी इस्लाह हो जाए। या रब करीम अपने आप को हवाले करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा ताकि हमारे इस्लाह हो जाए। या रब करीम हमारे दिलों की इन बातनी बीमारियों का इलाज हो जाए। या रब करीम, या अल्लाह हम इलाज चाहते हैं, या रब करीम, या अल्लाह हमारा इलाज फरमा दीजिए, या रब करीम हमारे बातन से इन तमाम मेलों को दूर फरमा दीजिए। या रब करीम हमें भी उन हिदायात पे अमल करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा अल्लाह जो आपने दीन में रखी हैं, जिनसे अल्लाह जिक्र, जिनसे अल्लाह दिल को शिफा मिलती है। या रब करीम, या अल्लाह हमें भी सुन्नत तालीमात के मुताबिक ज़िंदगी गुजारने की तौफीक अता फरमा। या रब करीम हमारी इन दुआओं को अपनी रहमतों से कबूल फरमा। रब्बना तकब्बल मिन्ना इन्नक अंत समीउल अलीम व तुब अलैना इन्नक अंत तवाबुर रहीम व सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला हबीबिही खैर खल्किही मुहम्मदिन व अला आलिही वसहबिही अजमाइन बिरहमतिका या अरहमर राहिमीन।